It's not revenge. The truth is, I like you. His mouth softened into a seductive smile. If circumstances were different, I might even try to right some past wrongs. Oh, boy. I can see when this is all over, we're going to have to do something about that streak of cynicism you've acquired. You're asking me to put my life on the line to help save your ass? Your life is already on the line. You're being stalked by a very large man who rapes and mutilates women. If we can find my witness, we can link him to Ramirez and hopefully put them both away for the rest of their unnatural lives. He had a point. I'll put a bug in your foyer and bedroom, Morelli said, and I'll be able to hear throughout your apartment, with the exception of the bathroom. If you close the bathroom door, I probably won't be able to hear. When you go out, we'll hide a wire under your shirt, and I'll follow at a distance. I took a deep breath. And you'll let me collect the finder's fee on you when we get the missing witness. Absolutely. You said Carmen was an informant. What sort of stuff was she informing about? She sold whatever scraps came her way. Mostly low-level drug stuff and names of posse members. I don't know what she had for me when she called. I never got it. Posse members? Jamaican gang members. Stryker is the parent posse, based in Philly. It's got its finger in every drug deal in Trenton. Stryker makes the mob look like a bunch of pussies. They're bringing in shit faster than they can sell it, and we can't figure out how they get it here. We had 12 deaths from heroin overdose this summer. The stuff is so available, the dealers aren't bothering to cut it down to the standard. You think Carmen had information on Stryker? Morelli stared at me for a few beats. No, he finally said. I think she had something to tell me about Ramirez. She probably picked something up while she was with him.